Fetty Wap would have killed that fucking. He would have been a great guest on that song.
You know who else would have been really good on it? Wiz Khalifa.
I don't listen to his music that much, so I don't know. But I'm gonna take your word for it.
He would have been good. He would have been a lot of fun.
Fetty Wap would have fucked up that verse though.
What it is who?
Didn't he only just make one hit? And
no,
he has
no.
Two other albums, I think.
He has four albums.
But he did do one album and then.
Well, one.
He took his money and left, and okay. I don't blame him. I would too.
No, a lot of artists. Yeah.
I would too. And then okay, so there's a recent interview with him and his son, and it's the most wholesome thing on this planet. He is so cute, and his son is just like the sweetest little. Oh, he's so soft.
Thinking about trap queens, but really, he just wanted.
My trap queen.
What is the definition of trap queens?
Megan Ridicule.
What? I think it's just like your girl that's going to do drugs with you.
No, so like there's a trap house, right?
Yeah.
They're making the drugs, they're doing the drugs, they're doing the bad things. She's just there.
She's running that shit.
But she's running it. She keeps up with the
it's
house.
It's like the madame.
Like a housewife, but trap queen.
For her drugs.
Yeah, a housewife, but trap queen. That's what it is.
Sounds criminal.
Well, it's a trap.
Like my trap.
I thought like trap queens. Like I thought it was like maybe girls that just like trap you into a committed relationship.
Oh no!
Hey,
that's a fair.
If you're like a player type.
Yeah, that's a fair. But I think in the song he talks about them making drugs too.
Yeah.
But yeah,
this is me not listening to any of the lyrics and listening straight to the music and just vibing. It's a bad habit.
It's vibes.
Okay.
Carbonation.
Are you ready?
Oh my god, are we ready? Recording?
Yep.
Round.
Gotcha, bitch.
You did.
Maysol.
I looked over and
I couldn't help but see.
I know, I'm looking at it.
No, this is blocking my. Okay, let's go.
I'm just like, round one. Fight.
What in the K-pop? I'm your host, Leia, and I'm joined by.
She's going solo.
I know, like
I was like we're not a part of this. We're not a part of the podcast anymore.
Talk and I'm at all this episode. It's all Leia. Let's go.
It's my episode, y'all. Anyway, I'm joined by my co-host and today's contestants. Introduce yourselves, ladies.
Hi, it's May.
What's up? It's Yvette.
So glad to see you here. Today, we play a fantastic game of wits of K-pop stannery.
Stannery?
I'm going to test how much of a K-pop stan you are today.
Okay.
It's K-pop trivia night!
There we go. Woohoo! Go May! Bad bitch.
Oh, gosh. Don't worry, I'll be the sound mixer, don't worry.
Feel about your K-pop knowledge? How you feel about that?
Recently, not good.
If it's anything within the past 6 months, I don't know.
What about your overall?
Overall, I feel like I feel like I know decent. I feel like I know, random things that like I just keep locked in for no reason.
So a master of none. That's scary. That's how my mom is.
Jack of all trades, master of none. Yes,
master of none.
Like I'll remember something. So like general knowledge. Yeah. But, like, it's not general. It's very specific for some reason. I don't
like
know how it works.
Like, their favorite, I don't know, milk
like, if you were
tea.
To ask, like how I remember the whole thing with Leia that one time when we were at
EP. Oh, we're going to go down this rabbit hole.
I'm not going to say it. But, like, how I just know. Like, I just remembered it. I just pulled it out of nowhere. And I was like, wait, this happened. I know this. Yeah.
It did happen. We'll leave that.
That's another story.
That's another time. Okay. All right. Well, today we're going to play some trivia. You know, I like games. I amassed a list of questions for y'all to answer and earn points with. There will be a prize at the end of all of this.
That's cool.
Just boba.
it's not the prize. It's the
satisfaction of winning.
I don't lose. I don't lose.
So. We both do not lose. And that's, you know, that's it's going to be interesting because someone has to lose.
We're both too competitive for this.
But I'm nervous. But right. I'm excited.
Let me lay down the rules. So I'm going to ask y'all a question. Mm-hmm. And one of you is going to press your buzzer. We'll get to that in a second. You get to choose your own sound. Mm-hmm. Whoever presses the buzzer first has to answer the question. If you get it wrong or you forget what you wanted to say, which is weird, why would you put yourself in that position?
Is there a time limit?
Whenever I feel like it.
So if you're taking too long to answer the question.
If I feel like you're taking too long, I'm...
Fair.
Yeah. Okay, you move on. And we have we must abide by Leia's rules.
You will be abiding by
my
rules.
This is her realm.
We're in Leia land, right?
Yes. Yeah. Welcome to Leia land.
So like if I... So example, if I was like... Bzz, bzz, and then I have the answer and then I'm like, you're like, no, next.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because well, you should know it when you're pressing the button. Think about
why'd you press that button?
Because I want to be first.
I want to be first. Sorry.
There's you know that I come first. Because I'm the winner.
I was not doing K-pop. Oh my God, I was doing pop. Lindsay
She's
Lohan.
Already showing her knowledge.
Wow. Or my her. Age.
So I will not speak to that. Not my good. Business. There are four sections to this soiree, all right? Six easy questions, each ranging from 1 point. 5 medium questions, each equaling 2 points. 4 hard questions, they equal 3 points. And then 3 bonus questions for 5 points each. You're going to want to get those bonus questions correct.
Okay. Play noted. Along.
Yeah, feel free to play along or use these rules later if you want.
Play with your friends?
Test your K-pop friends. Make sure you're the host, though.
But then you have all the answers and you can't...
can't lose.
Horrible. Horrible. That power trip.
All right. What's your buzzer noise?
So, May, my buzzer noise is...
Classic, boring... My buzzer noise, Yvette's.
Kind of gunshots. Somebody's gonna listen.
It's not gunshots. It's an explosion.
Somebody's gonna listen to this in their car. They're like, "Oh my God, there's gunshots!"
Because I don't know how often I'm going to hit this sound effect, so gotta be dramatic, you know.
So let's run. That.
I might disappoint myself because let me tell you something. Leia is maniacal. Like she thought. Thank you. I don't talk very well. I just have fun. But you know what I meant. But she ran through logistics of this game and told us she ran through logistics.
All the stereotypes, scenarios.
And it was crazy. I did what I would do.
I cannot lose.
Dangerous. So I'm really nervous about these questions.
Yeah, I did a lot of math for this. I've been working on this for months, and I actually went through like 20 different scenarios based on where people put answers.
The dedication, for real.
I was doing a lot of math.
She's really dedicated.
She was right. Aww. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to have so much fun just for you, Leia. Thank you.
Leia for president. King Leia. King Leia. King Leia.
Follow her on her Instagram at King Leia B.
Lisa B. Okay, so now that we've chosen our buzzers, let's... May, press your buzzer so everybody at home knows it's you. Okay, any bet? Round one.
I feel like that will hinder me at some point in this game.
We'll see how this goes.
Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. What is the fandom name of ITZY? Okay, May?
Is it Minzy?
Yes!
Minzy. Minzy.
Mitzy, yeah.
This is not looking good for me.
All right, well, that's 1 point for May.
Oh, I have to go back and forth between
them. Remember that these are the easy questions. Don't feel bad, but also don't feel too great. You know, like, you know, it's easy.
I'm out here making this shmoney. Leave me alone.
She's out here making her shmoney. Question two. You guys should probably get this one. Which BTS music video has the most views?
Butt slip.
I'm sorry. Han, let me do this properly.
No, I love that.
I'm going to take a guess. Oh, shit. If I had a guess what BTS MV has the most views, I could go the route. Well, I'm not going to, but let's see. If I were to guess which BTS
MV that was enough time, because I know my answer.
I would have to say Butter.
Wrong.
Don't get me. Is it Fake Love?
What?
Oh my god.
No. Why do you suddenly know it now?
Yes.
Well, if I was gonna give you a second chance, I'd have to give one to Yvette equally.
Loser.
That's fine. Maybe. I feel like I know what it is. I think I know what it is. So I know what it is. I know what it is.
Say you confirm. The answer I know what it is. Dynamite.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my. I was gonna say Dynamite.
I was like, it's either Dynamite or Butter, because one of the English.
Butter just.
I was like, it's one of the English songs. It's gonna be Dynamite.
I'm hurt.
It's been out longer too, so that makes sense.
But it was the first English song, and everybody knew at that time. Everybody knew about BTS in the US, and we're wondering what the hype was all about.
It also got used for like a lot of like advertisements and like stuff like that too.
Next question. Let's go.
Alrighty. That was a bust, though.
I know.
Like the Dynamite.
Army, don't come after me. I'm sorry.
All right. Next question. How many subunits does NCT have?
You know what? Okay, fair. That was May. Fair. Because obviously, I just want to hear the musical button.
Well, I didn't actually hear May's buzzer.
That's not fair.
How about I give you a redo? I'll ask the question again, and the person who can get to it can try again.
Is that so? Oh.
I heard the explosion first. I didn't even hear the buzzer.
I heard it after. It was the third thing.
It got mixed up in the explosion.
Hold her eyes at me.
All right, you want to give it a go, Yvette?
There are...
We're just saying the number, right? We don't have to name units.
Just saying the number. Okay, but if you want to name the units, you can. You don't have to.
NCT Dream, NCT 127,
but that's how you're going to get it when you name them.
Why? What's wrong with naming them?
Just give me the number. Just give me the number.
No.
Yes.
No, there's not. There's not three. Yes. There's not. There's five.
Five?
There's five. What's the number?
It's five.
NCT as a whole. So there's NCT, NCTU, NCT 127, Dream. Then there's Wavy. They're considered NCT. And then NCT 2018.
I'm thinking what has NCT in the name.
Right. That's
the name
of
the but name. Then NCT 2018, NCTU.
They're a Chinese.
Here's
unit.
The thing.
Fair.
But when you say NCT 2018, it's all of them. Dream or Wavy's included.
Yeah. I believe that too. But I'm thinking what has NCT as the name of the group. Sorry, my bad.
It's over okay. Analytical. I was also like surprised when I looked it up, so don't worry about it.
I wasn't surprised.
That's why I was like, but
I'm being too logical about it.
Oh, be logical. Don't worry.
I was, and that's why I got it.
The problem is NCT.
I was logical, and I got it right.
The problem is NCT is not.
I was logical, and I got it right.
That's just knowledge, but I'm thinking... Just by word.
Yeah. But technically, by the fact that there are actually just like three active groups in NCT, you could also say three. But don't feel bad about it. It's okay.
Next question.
Don't let her make you feel bad about it. Or you guys can fight about it. You do that.
No.
Let me see that.
Why would I do that? Leia wants to see us fight. You see this?
Power
putting
trip.
Woman and
she
woman
wants
against
to break up a happy home.
Literally.
I don't know. All right. Next question.
Hold on, she's drinking.
Go ahead. I'm good at that voice. Those listening at home, don't tell me that I'm not, please. Don't ruin my dreams.
Who cares what other people say?
I'm just joking. What is the official name of Icon's light stick?
Combat. It's a combat.
Everything's a light stick for me.
Dang, okay, so this is going down one of the scenarios that I considered.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about, maniacal.
So Leia did this on purpose.
I knew she did it on purpose because she thought it through too well. That's how I knew. I was like, she did what I would do. And I can't be mad, but I am mad.
I am mad. Actively angry.
By the way, newer K-pop fans, if you're hearing these questions and you're thinking, this is easy, do not worry. I am judging this based on my friend's understanding of K-pop because they've been in it too damn long.
too damn long. I got the full information. I got hit with a lot. So whatever. Still love my faves.
As you should.
I love Yvette.
All right.
Next question.
Who is Atiz's Magde?
No. Are you kidding me right now?
I hesitated.
I know who it is.
I know who it is. I promise you I know who it is.
I was like, no, she's taking pity on me. And then I looked at her and she was confused. I was like, confused. We just saw them.
My brain just the thing is my brain said the Makne in my head, and I know who it is, but I was like, no, he's okay, not.
Sorry, time, Jungho. But
I know it's Jungho. I know
we were almost front row watching these beautiful
pressure.
No, never mind. Her eyes were on Young Hope, you know, which makes so much sense.
I was looking at anybody else.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, the point goes to Yvette. Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. The Mame of 80s is Jung Ho.
But my friend.
That's my son.
I hesitated.
I heard the Korean and you were like, the fuck is she saying?
Magne is the youngest.
I was really confused. I was like, really?
But my brain just went.
I was like, is she fucking with me?
No, I.
What's going on?
What's going on, guys?
Oh my God.
I hesitated, so I doubted myself. Okay.
Next question.
All right.
Next question.
What group did Woods originally debut with?
Not my man.
She heard the word Woods. She didn't even hear the rest of the question.
I heard the question, but I was like, that's the only thing that links him. She's like, my group. Unique.
That was so funny.
I was like, I will be.
I'm ready.
A disgrace if I don't get this right.
Fair enough.
Woods, the soloist, originally debuted with All right, well, that is all of the questions from the easy section. All six questions have been answered for 1 point each.
This is not good.
Don't tell us the scores until the very end, because I don't want to do math.
No, the listeners need an update.
Do they?
Because I don't even remember.
Well, I'm just going to write it down for now. Two. I'll tell you at the end. But yeah, so how do you feel about the easy section?
Horrible.
It was good until I got pressure.
Horrible. You guys were very excited to play. Like, they were like, we got to play this game, Lee. We got to play. We're quitting now.
I was pressured.
No, you were not pressured. You were gung-ho.
No, I was pressuring myself. It was my own.
You're like me with the K-pop acronyms.
I was like, I'm probably going to suck because it's rough.
Yeah, the brain, when it has to, like, compete, it's like, oh.
Yeah. That long-term memory.
You want me to compete?
Like, I wish I could have caught what my face looked like when I know I looked confused.
I was like,
It was riotous. It was so funny.
Color me surprised.
All right. Well, now let's move on to the next section, the medium questions.
Round two.
Okay. So, first question. What wavy member dressed as Cinderella during their Bad Alive Princess version dance video?
I know that video. I was just thinking about that video, but I don't know who was wearing
it. It was Win Win. It was Win Win. It was Win Win.
Yeah, so the wavy members dressed up as princesses for Win Win's birthday. It was one of his Winformation
episodes.
And they
did Bad Alive.
Yes.
And then you just see all these dresses.
Win Win was Cinderella.
And you see wings flying.
Princesses, and Win Win was quite pretty.
Win Win was the prettiest girl at the party.
She was.
Actually, though, his costume fit him the best. Everybody else was struggling.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's 1 point for me. Boom. Boom. Okay, anyway.
Jesus.
I won that effort. When I get something right, I want that effort. You hear me, Leah?
Are you listening to me? Trying to be
my. You've encountered Drill Leia. Cause we need you, Papa.
Mazda hot.
I'm sorry.
They put on.
It's kicking
in. They put on jockey.
It was flushing. I'm flushing. I'm flushing.
So hot and.
Her.
Oh my God, we sound too good. Oh. We might get copyright stricken.
I am.
You're Nelly?
I am Nelly.
Nothing like the original.
Anyways, go on, move on. Come on, continue.
Let's go.
All right.
Next question.
Yes, ma'am.
What is it called when an idol or group that is performing and the audience refuses to use their light sticks?
The Black Ocean?
Woo, you got it right.
Okay. Didn't know that was the thing.
Yeah. So Black Ocean occurs when the group forming, it's kind of sometimes a protest, but I think usually the excuse is, oh, we don't want our light sticks to die. Because especially like festivals where you're seeing a lot of K-pop idols.
Yep.
You know, you don't everybody's want everybody's like in sections. That too.
Everybody's in sections. So like if let's say it's Wavy. Yeah. Not Wavy. I'm just saying CT because of green. But like everybody else in that stadium who may have a light stick that has green can put it on a green setting just to like be part of it.
Yeah.
Or they could be like, no, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. But usually when it happens, it's like, it's for the group that's performing.
And it's usually disrespectful. Like mighty disrespectful. Yeah.
Okay.
The cases I've heard of, like I think of the Girls' Generation one, they said they were too like, they were too energized on stage to even see what was going on. So they didn't even see. Know. They were just like, we're performing. Let's go. But anyway, point to May. This really is one of my scenarios. You got the bonus questions, so though. You have help, Yvette.
I don't need your help, Leah.
Damn.
I don't care. It is what it is. I'm just competitive. But I was just like, from the easy round, I know I was like, this could possibly only get worse.
It's only downhill for me.
It could be. I said possibly. I'm so optimistic.
It's funny because I literally, while I was writing these questions, I was like, no, they're too tame, Leah. They're not crazy enough.
No, but I'm still learning. That's the thing. I was like, oh. I didn't know that. Black Ocean. Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Favorite Vampire is a song by NCT 127. Which member sings the ad-libs during the first pre-chorus? The lines being, quit that, hands down, take that. It was at the same time.
That was perfect. The serious music, and we all look at each other. Oh my god!
I don't know about y'all, but I heard a little first.
Well, do y'all want to do some rock paper scissors to see who gets it? Because you did press it at the same time, but I'm not gonna let you answer at the same time. I'm too totalitarian for that.
That's why I said I hate having any kind of slow delaying song because I don't know if I heard her first or me first.
You're relinquishing your time. Is it because you believe she won't get it?
No, I just want her to go. Interesting. So I can make the decision.
All right, Yvette, how about you take this?
Like, I know what I'm going to say, but.
I'm gonna go with my first NSYNC. I'm going to say Jaehyun.
Jaehyun sings this part?
I know he sings the second verse, so I think I'm wrong.
Wrong!
Yeah, I knew it. I forgot who sung Jaehyun. the first verse. I know Jaehyun is in the second verse.
I was like,
it kills me.
I was like, my guess was Mark.
No.
I know.
Wrong.
I know it is now. It's Johnny, isn't it? It's Johnny, isn't it?
No. Oh. Johnny.
Wow.
So name all the members.
Okay.
Do-young?
J name, but you're wrong. Jeno?
No.
Jeno?
It's Jeno. Let me just
say the answer.
Jeno?
Not Dream.
Nobody gets that point. Yes, it's Jungwoo.
It was Jungwoo?
He was second. Oh.
He says it in the first chorus.
And then did it go to Jaehyun after?
He's later. I know that.
Jaehyun is doing, I think Jaehyun does the second verse. But the thing is, you remember Johnny because Johnny is singing the chorus at that point.
They switched then because in the second verse, it's Jaehyun and then it goes to Jungwoo.
Yes. Like I said, I wanted to be a spicy.
And I was thinking Jungwoo and I was like, I don't know. I'm not sure.
He says, quit that. What's that? Take that.
She was watching the video over and over and over and over again.
I was singing it at work in my head.
It's because I recognized Jungwoo's voice. I've known it was him since the beginning.
It's one of my favorite NCT songs, and I just couldn't remember.
It's not one of my favorite NCT songs. It's a beautiful song.
That's one of
but it's not one of my favorites.
I literally, that'll just come up in my head. That's the song that's been stuck in my head for a long time. All right, well, nobody got the point, but it's okay.
Leia's my favorite.
Oh, look at her sucking up to the coast.
Yes, I'm sucking up. I mean,
considering everything, you might as well. All right.
Next so question.
Who was the first K-pop group to be on the Billboard Hot 100?
Oh, who? This is...
You got it?
BTS? No.
Wrong.
Well, I'll let you go.
May.
Was it 21?
Wrong.
Twice.
No one's
getting the point, but if you would like to guess.
I'm going to keep guessing because I think I know. It's a, twice. It's from like second gen.
Here is 2009.
Big Bang.
That would be the obvious.
All right, let me just answer the
question. No. EXO. No, EXO was not around at 2009.
Yeah, they were.
No, they weren't. They were 2012. They debuted in 2012.
Oh, maybe these were too hard.
EXO debuted in 2012.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It seems our contestants are really struggling with these questions. Maybe
but no, I want to, wait, no. I want to say, you. I know who it.
You can guess, but you're not getting the point. I'm sorry.
I don't want the point. I want to know who it is.
How about this? I'll let you two guess one more time. If you miraculously get it right, get 1 point for it.
Oh my God. I've seen this article before. It's like, before BTS, there was blah, 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 blah. And I don't remember who it was.
Epic High.
No, it was like
actually, let me sneak in here. The medium questions are worth 2 points.
Yeah, we said that in the beginning.
Yeah, but I forgot to preface it again when we got to the section. So I might slot that in there. We'll see.
I feel like I know who it was. It a boy group?
No.
You were on the Wonder Girls. It's Wonder Girls. It was Wonder Girls.
With
it was
nobody. Not
it wasn't Girls' Generation. Yeah. I was like, it was somebody with girls, yeah. Not Girls' Generation.
When you said 21, girls. I was like, okay, well, you're close, but not that
that's
close.
That's a layup question.
Moment I was like, yeah, because, okay, so that's when, around that time, because Wonder Girls were popping off the way they were popping off, they did a tour thing, and the radio station here in Houston hosted the Wonder Girls at House of Blues with like Austin Mahone and all the other people when they were here, and it was just like really that's random. Really yeah, it was really yeah. cool.
Yeah, and I mean, if I know that JYP would take the Wonder Girls to certain people's place, America.
We're not talking about that. People. We're not talking about that.
But yeah, so the point is, they've definitely been here, and yeah, they were on the Hot Billboard 100 in 2009. All right.
Next question.
What K-pop song samples Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive?
Huh?
Yeah, that's definitely
this one is a newer song. So I'll give you a little bit of a hint. It's a girl group.
Oh my God, I know. I could hear the song.
Remember Your Buzzer.
I don't know the title.
I could hear the song. The
group. I don't know the title. Wait.
I can hear the song in my head. Is it
maybe if you say the group you'll know the or do you just you don't want to give me a hint?
No, it's Ive. But I don't know what it's called.
The song.
Can I take it? Can I steal it?
Do you got it?
Is it Love Dive?
No.
No, no, I know what it's called now.
It's wrong.
It's
I can hear it in my head and I'm really mad because it's not Love Dive. I literally just sang Love Dive in my head.
After like
okay.
Yeah, no point there. The song is After Like by Ive.
Because as soon as I started singing I Will Survive, I was like, I know. I was like, it's Ive, but I don't remember what the title song is.
I specifically chose this question because I know that Yvette likes Ive. We were all rooting for
that
you.
That song's not on my playlist, but as soon as I started singing it, it transferred to that. I just didn't know
in my head, I was what like,
the
yeah,
title was.
It's all right.
That was going in my head for like 10 seconds. I was like,
so you have the title. I have the group and the music. And I was like, all right, let's go.
All right. Well, that wraps up our medium section of questions. Round two is over.
Now this is hard.
How you feeling?
Stressed.
Y'all?
I feel stressed. I'm sweating. Sweating like a sinner in church.
I don't like you. We should never let her host ever again. No, I'm just kidding.
Majority
She's
vote.
Actually really good.
Majority vote.
I'm just struggling.
We need a better quizmaster.
I thought y'all had the knowledge. I chose this.
I don't have the knowledge. I did not tell you I have the knowledge. I said I want to win, but I do not.
I have knowledge.
I have knowledge that you're not picking, and I was like, ooh, this is bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that catering to you?
I did.
She's catering to you, too. So.
I did want it to be challenging. I didn't want it to be super easy.
Let's go.
But I also thought it was too easy.
People love.
Easy when you're creating the questions and you have the answers in front of you.
I underestimated how hard it was for you.
It's different when you're like, you're hearing it. You have to like think fast. It's a think fast situation. That's why I'm stressing.
We're definitely doing this again. I'm going to come up with more questions. Same rules.
Whatever, ladies.
This is fun. All right. Now we're moving on to the hard section. Listeners at home, let me remind you that the hard questions are worth 3 points each. Getting more pricey. Getting more dicey. All right. Let's go.
Round three.
Start. What winner music video is entirely shot in black and white? That was Yvette.
It was the first song I've ever seen. First MV I've ever seen of them. And I cannot remember.
So why'd you hit the button? Because
I hit it. Hey! Ma'am? Excuse me. I have, she'll go to you. You are buzzed then. She'll go to you when it's your time. But let me just distract
her. She's buying time so she can think.
Yes. Because I wanted to hit first. Oh, really? 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 Really,
really, really,
really, really.
You are correct.
Oh, really? And flying. Oh, really? Oh, really? And chicha. And flying.
All right, if that gets the first set of points.
That was so funny.
So lucky the chorus came up in my head.
Yeah, really, really. By winner is Shy in Black and White.
That's actually really funny though.
When you said a winner song, I rolled my eyes. I was like, I barely know anything about Winner, and they were my first or second K-pop concert.
They're a really good group though.
That's so funny.
They were really good.
All right.
Next question.
Why am I so good at that? This is fucking weird.
Okay.
You got me scared.
Sure. I'm gonna hear this back and be dying when I'm
so scared. Editing. Oh, Lord.
What group was literally kidnapped? And who did it?
It was VIX. Right. They were kidnapped, and it was by this princess. Like,
you know, the princess of what country?
Oh, I don't remember. It was like it was a Middle Eastern country, correct? Yeah, like a Middle Eastern Asian country.
Asian. I wouldn't say they're Middle East. It's not really the Middle East.
My brain is like, but I remember they were kidnapped. I don't remember. Was it Saudi Arabia? No, that's Saudi Arabia. That's Middle East.
Closer to India, south of China.
Yeah, my brain is like not happening.
Well, do you maybe have
geography? I don't know geography. Geography is out the window.
Do you maybe know the country?
What?
Do you know about this scenario? Where
Vix was it? Was it the it was of the what's the thing called? I don't know. It's like the long one.
I'll just tell you, it's Kazakhstan.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, I just learned a lot about Kazakhstan.
Yeah, I was like, it's a long word.
They eat clay there. Like, they sell clay in a food market.
Interesting.
Not everybody does, but there's a clay that's edible that it's like maybe like. You know, same thing like with anemia when people chew ice.
Oh, like something like that. Pekka.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, oh.
You put it, can you make it like sculptures or something?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's dry clay. It's like.
So no.
Interesting. Okay. Chalky.
But yeah, the funny thing with the Vix one is that they didn't know that they were being kidnapped. They thought it was part of their schedule. Oh, so they were just going with it.
Oh, no.
They exited the venue or the airport, got no bus. And
yeah.
The bus took them without their manager.
Yes.
To a private meeting place
where the princess was there.
Where the princess of Kazakhstan, she's like 12 or something.
I would do the same thing.
No, she's like a young girl. She's like 12, 13. Yeah,
she was like 12 or something.
I would do the same thing.
And her father did not know about it.
Exactly.
The princess tells you what to do, you just do it. So yeah, I thought that was funny.
Oh my God, but Vix got kidnapped. She's a queen.
Wait, no, she wasn't a princess. She was the daughter of the president.
Well, something like that.
She was close enough.
She's a freaking queen to go behind her dad's back to get her favorite one of her favorite K-pop groups.
That's so fandom.
That was so funny.
That's fandom right there.
Oh my God.
That's scary. That was so funny. But yeah, I remember
what I need to do.
But yeah, it was Vix. They got
kidnapped.
That's cool. They got legit kidnapped.
They literally got kidnapped. But it was for
a
few minutes.
And they got put, obviously they got put, you know, given back.
International incident.
That could have been really bad. Yeah. That's why it's like they freaking
She's only
kidnapped.
12.
They didn't even know they were kidnapped until they met her.
Yeah, they're like, where are we? They're like, what are we at?
She got the frills. You know,
she
did
what she needed to.
She got luxury.
It was kind of crazy, but she did that thing. All right.
Next question.
What Red Velvet member was added after their official debut?
I don't remember her name.
Gary!
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Got a lot of shit for
it
in the beginning.
Gary. She's the Mangnae of Red Velvet, and she was added after their debut song, Happiness.
Mm. Got introduced, and it was so cute.
Yeah, it was for the Ice Cream Cake album. So they're a five-member act. All right.
That poor goes to me.
This is the last question in this section.
Okay.
Do this.
Ew.
What group?
Ew.
I can't do what you just did.
Y'all
sweating
it though, y'all.
Yes, it's kind of warm in here.
What group sings Kick It? A, NCT 127. B, Blackpink.
The S.
You're gonna have a
I thought you were gonna have like three, A, B, and C. Who does A and B? That's a hard question.
I'm psycho.
It's me. I told you.
I do. Well, you guys did press the gunshot, so sorry, I kind of set y'all up.
It wasn't a gunshot. It's an explosion. Get it right. Jeez.
Okay. How about you say?
It literally says explosion.
So, what you got to say? Who said Kick
NCT 127.
What trick question, it's both of them.
What is your problem?
It's a trick question, it's both of them.
They got it.
What are you talking about?
Blackpink have a song called Kick It.
Can I don't kick know that. It?
Nope.
And then there's
don't know that. I'm so right. Thing.
Well, technically, they're both right.
But technically, I'm right.
But trick
technically,
question?
You didn't I literally, say, you didn't make it an open question. Like, which one of these?
But if you knew, you would have said both.
But like, no, because both of them.
So you're going to hold that against me?
Yes, because that's the question.
Yeah, I literally but wrote it here. Question trick question. I literally wrote it down here. Trick question. The answer is both.
But only you knew it was a trick question.
That's why it's a trick question, because we don't know.
No, because it said what group?
You know, group as in
symbol.
I'll let them
one,
hash
one.
It out for a
group
minutes.
As in one, not what groups.
But okay, so here's the thing. I know the quiz master enough. My brain just goes, yeah, she's going to be a little shit.
What was the question, Leia?
What group sings Kick It? A,
what group?
NCT127.
She said groups right now. That's all I got to say. She said groups right now.
But she said group first.
I said group because it's written group.
Yeah, one. Single. Singularity.
Right. But if you know that they both have a song called Kick It, you would say, oh, they both sing Kick It.
You could have said groups and I still wouldn't have
the point it. Is to trick you. It's a trick question.
That's okay. Why it's on the bonus.
I don't know.
Wait, is it bonus
one.
Or hard?
No, it's hard.
Oh, that's why it's hard.
Okay. I don't know it. It's not okay.
Point to me.
I'm okay.
All right. That marks the end. Of the hard section. All right, how y'all feeling? Well, I guess we can guess.
She feels betrayed.
Bad. We can
I
guess
feel
how
betrayed. I just know I'm still right.
The thing said. Is, you're not wrong. You got the question wrong. The question
the
is
question
wrong.
The question isn't wrong because you would have to say group.
No,
not
you just said group.
Would catch that.
But I still did.
No, I'm saying not. Everybody would catch it if she said groups.
If I had said groups, then
you still would not have caught it. So then, the argument of having same group is not. Those are the thing is. Then the argument of saying group, that's not an argument. Then
if I had said groups, then there would have been more answers. Like I would.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have like caught that really.
Yeah,
I would be like, oh, NCT, because that's the only song I know that has Kick It. I don't know any other group that does the song Kick It.
I didn't think this question would be that polarizing.
It's not.
I didn't run that through in my scenarios.
I analyze further than most people.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I said both of them are the.
Well, no, I'm just saying I analyze deeper as I heard what I heard, and I'm like, okay, group.
Because I said group.
But yeah. The thing is, but all I'm saying is, she would have said groups.
You're saying, but I'm just saying where I'm coming from. That's how my thought process. I'm not saying you're wrong or anything. You're right because it was a trick question. But I'm saying that's how I analyze the question.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Makes sense. But also.
All right. Next question. Leia, you don't have to be comfortable.
We're now on the bonus questions. So we've moved on to the bonus sections. All right. Just a reminder. These questions are 5 points each. I'm going to ask 3 questions. You have the chance to earn about 15 points. Let's see what this goes, y'all. All right. What color was Hyunjin's hair during Backdoor Era?
I don't know.
Blonde?
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
Either is blonde or black.
If you had also said pink, that would have been correct too. He had it both blonde and pink.
Really?
Really?
I checked.
I'm guessing like one for the music video and the one
really
for the...
because I don't follow Trick Kids at heart.
Yeah, his hair was pink in the music video and in many of the stages he had blonde hair. And also pink hair.
Oh.
Oh, my poor head.
All right.
His poor hair follicles.
When he went orange, that was amazing.
I think it might have been a mask, though.
Or like a temporary.
Like, I think he had his hair pink first and then went to blonde, like it washed out and mm-hmm. He toned it out. But yeah, pink and blonde.
1 point to Yvette.
All right. Now, I want you to name 10 NCT members.
Okay, we have Shitaro.
Okay.
We have Haechan, Mark, Yuta,
Lee.
Jungwoo, Doyoung, Taeyong,
Wait a second.
Are you kidding me right now?
Taeyong. Who'd you say else?
Jisung.
Renjun.
Jinlin. Is there any more?
She said Stray Kids, and my brain went 17.
You got any more?
Stray Kids!
Stray Kids? I was like, we're talking about.
She's not on the same page.
I was like, Stray Kids doesn't have more than 10 members.
I meant to say, she said NCT. My brain went 17. And I was like, there's only 13.
More event. We're at 9.
Johnny.
All right. If that guess, what? If that gets the next point.
She's
yeah,
like,
babe.
She said stray kids.
No, I'm like, there's 13 of them. So I don't, like, oh my God, I'm going to miss only three. I'm going to have Bruce
when
say.
You said stray kids, I was like, did she say stray kids? Yeah. I naming off NCT members like a dumbass.
I would have corrected you. Oh my God.
Why did Leah let me get so far if she said stray kids? My God.
I was like, shit. I'm gonna mess up. I don't know.
I did it because it was another trick question. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't do that. You see me tick, 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 get away.
I felt gaslit at the point. Like, I really did. At the moment, I felt gaslit. I was like, what?
Did she say?
Am I not listening?
That's what I got confused. I'm like, oh my God, why can't I think of any 17 members? And I was like, and then you started listening to NCT, and that's what I clocked. She said NCT.
All right.
Next question.
My fucking I don't God. Like this. No more trivia. It's traumatizing me. Okay, go ahead.
Next question.
What idol has the most Instagram followers?
Is it Lisa?
Yes.
Ooh.
It is.
She does have a lot.
She has about 86 million and counting. Like, she got a lot. Cool.
All right. Now, it's really quickly.
Sorry.
You guys can talk about yourself about how you feel.
She just goes.
Sorry. It was funny because she was so official about it. She's like, let me. She's like, this is important business.
It is.
The math is math. Look at the math going. Look at the math going.
Let the math.
Oh my God.
Is the math mathing?
No, that's why I was confused. You're asking for 10 of 13. I was like, shit, I'm going to mess up. And then she started. All I heard was, I don't know who you said. I think you said Shotaro.
Yeah.
The shelter, I was like, who? And I was like, that's not a 17 member.
No.
I was like, Sungcho?
I forgot about Sungchan, and I was like, I can't remember his name right now. I need to move quick. Sorry. Bye. He's only been in like one.
No, he's literally been in
one thing.
90s Love and the little, and I forgot what it's called. The where's like the rap unit thing.
Literally. But he's been like
he's been MC. In two things.
He's been an MC and stuff like that. Like I get yeah. that, but I don't watch that, so
I want him to do
really,
more.
You haven't done so much musically yeah. wise. So hopefully like, he's in some more things later.
Any more Sungchan? Sungchan? Mm-hmm. Sungchan and Shotaro.
Yeah.
All right. I have tallied up the points.
Oh, Lord.
Cool.
I don't know how to like the music for this. I don't know.
All right. Our winner is May with 22 Woo! Total points.
I was looking for the things.
I tried.
Since
I was trying to find that one and I was like
Yvette did pretty good, but you only got 15 points. Only you had pulled it through with a couple more questions in round two and also that last bonus.
There were literally questions I did not know. So
it is it is.
But I learned something today. What it is?
That Vix got kidnapped.
Pretty well, honestly.
I learned Vix got kidnapped.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
It's funny because
I like them. I think I like them more now.
Yeah, it's funny because for a few months ago when I was actually coming up with some of these questions, that was one of the ones that I asked people at, like, as test questions. Like I had a it's not a support group, but like it's like a group where you try and
a trial group. What's the word?
Yeah, I had some of our friends answer the questions in a separate group chat, and they were like, oh, I didn't know that. Oh. Actually, they couldn't answer any of the five questions that I asked them, but that's why they're in the hard section. So and these were longtime K-pop fans of yours, Christina included. Hey Christina, what's up girl? So, yeah, but honestly, this is pretty fun. I'm 100% doing this again, y'all.
She definitely will do this again.
She's going to have at least five other ones, and they're going to be different themed, too.
Oh, they're going to be themed now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We might do a boy group, a girl group.
And literally, she just told us about this today. Yeah. So we never saw it coming.
Surprise! Surprise, Shade.
Shade.
So Shade.
Yeah, we're going to do different themes, definitely. Oh, this is fun. This is so fun.
Jesus Christ. For you, I'm over here in the hot seat. Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, you know, thanks everyone for joining us on this episode of, you know, K-pop trivia. I mean, it was fun, right? Right, girls? Right, girls?
I hope
it was fun.
It was fun. Everything's fun. I hope then the listeners enjoyed our chaotic responses.
The panic.
Yes, the panic.
Much panic. Stress.
I'm so mad about the NCT thing.
Me too.
Originally, I wanted y'all to name all 23 of them, so
I could have done that.
I know, but
I just would have took a bit.
I thought it would be. I thought by then your brains would have been super fried. So I was like, let's not do 23. Mm. Let's not do them all because I can't even do them all.
She was being nice.
I was. Maybe next time.
Oh, your grace. Your grace. Your grace.
Yeah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Oh, man, I can't wait to do this again. All right, well. To everyone at home, thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the flip side. Ew. We'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode of What in the K-Pop, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcasts so we can reach more K-Pop fans like you.
Follow us on Instagram at whatinthekpop_official for all updates. If you want to contact us, you can send us a DM through Instagram.
Thank you, K-Pop Squad, for listening. We hope you'll have a wonderful day or night. But most importantly, remember to
live your best K-Pop life. Bye!